Okie dokie. Well, 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 we're here again. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting in Round Rock, Texas. Although yours truly here, PJ Barden. I'm over here in Wales in the UK, where I'm camped at the moment for the last number of years. But we're here today again on the Barden Report on this Saturday, the 29th of October, 2016. 60 days to Christmas. That's a detail, just a detail. But it's as I say, it's but the crisis, mega crisis like never seen before. The presidential election on November 8th, and only 9 days to go. And every day it gets wilder and wilder and wilder. The barefaced lies of Hillary Clinton, the exposures of what's going on, and the gargantuan, lying, disgraceful media, and the pay. I'm going to read out a list today of the 65 top journalists who are in lockstep with Hillary Clinton. Talk about a journalist reporting the truth and impartiality. 90% is, it's about the same percentage of the monopoly on the media, 95% of the media owned by five or six companies. But and now we have the central figure in the election, the FBI and Comey. It's Trump and Clinton and Comey, the major things. Apart from all the issues of healthcare and jobs and shocking issues of unemployment and all the rest. But Comey, the FBI, and outrageous. And the FBI almost a mutiny going on. And the FBI, which is coming to the surface. Imagine what's going on behind the scenes, where the some of the decent people, I don't think there's as many in the FBI, are ready to mutiny over Comey's non-treatment and not doing his job to prosecute Hillary Clinton. I mean, and this whole debacle of the emails, that's 10% of the carry-on of the crimes of the Clintons, like the Haiti Rescue Fund, $400 million missing, a $2 billion slush fund, pay to play, and collecting money from the Arabs and every despotic state, and from states that persecute women and treat women and behead women and all the rest, and female mutilation, and Hillary Clinton claiming she's for women. She is a demonic being. There's no doubt. There's absolute proof of that. But it's truly breathtaking. Doubt about it. But what's the chance, I was saying the other day, of this other major story, the Bundys are acquitted on trial, but they're still being held in prison because of some altercation in court. And we may or may not, that's very short notice, we'll see if we can contact Tom Lacovera, who's the in-house expert on that in RBN. But we'll continue more on things. But what's the chances of the American public knowing about the Bundy Ranch situation? Bar Nevada and Arizona, there will be a total news blackout at the best of times on that, but absolutely 100% because of the presidential election. But again, the what we deal with in this program is the shocking police state, Agenda 21, the criminality of the police state and the strangulation of freedom and liberty. That's the background agenda here, even though we deal with SSRIs and GMOs and fracking. But for the next few weeks, I have to deal with everything related to freedom and liberty and the election. But and also another thing going on, the North Dakota pipeline, which is just barely making the news. It's a massive thing with these Native American protesters, 100% legitimate protest protecting their sacred lands. There is an army of police and military down there. It's quite shocking. It's way worse than the potential what happened at Waco. And an article here is an activist post, five things you need to know about the Dakota Access Pipeline. A guy called Nick Bernabe is writing this. A small standing rock Sioux Indian site in North Dakota called the Sacred Stone Camp has been propelled into the national news narrative following their stand against the Dakota Access Pipeline, due in part to independent media coverage of the ongoing standoff. The Sacred Stone Camp has grown in formidable opposition against the $3.8 billion 1,200-mile-long pipeline. Due to misinformation coming from law enforcement and political favoritism towards the pipeline builders and the media, blatant reluctance to report on the pipeline, it's hard to tell the truth from fiction. Anti-media, along with, I think it's an organization, with our partners in the independent media and our embedded journalist at the opposition encampment have been covering the unfolding standoff continuously, and they're saying here are a few things you should know. Number one, who is opposing the pipeline and why? Well, the Standing Rock Sioux tribe is leading the opposition to the Dakota Access Pipeline. They have been joined by the largest tribal coalition in over 100 years in their stand against the pipeline. The coalition is also comprised of activists, allies and environmentalists, collectively known as Water Protectors, at the Sacred Stone Camp, and an encampment close to the location where the pipeline is planned to cross the Missouri River in North Dakota. Up in Dakota, I think it's South Dakota, they have the massive oil drilling boom in fracking the Bakken oil fields. That is now toned down. But that's from very, very deep down, although it probably will pollute water lines. Like I've been in Alberta, and then, of course, this oil is coming from Canada down through America, Northern America, through these lands, and there's no way it needs to go through there. These pipelines can be diverted every 100 yards, every 500 yards. There's a pipeline right beside me here. Very good. I got a message here. In Wales, which was put in by Murphy Pipelines, which is an additional gas pipeline from the port of Milford Haven, and it was put in record time in very hard ground, rocky surfaces. It passed right by me where I lived at the time in Hereford. And these pipelines, even though each pipe costs them like $18,000, there is no problem in the world twisting and turning it around any direction. But these police forces are out there representing Mobil Oil and these companies, and it's shocking to see. And one of the great sites covering it is Activist Post. But as I said earlier on, I'll go back to a story now. I said we have another hidden story in America from the mainstream media that nobody has given any information about, and it won't be get any publicity until after the election, I'm sure. But the in-house expert on that, and I think we have him on the line, is Thomas. Do we have Thomas Lacovera?
Yes, we do. I'm here.
God bless you, brother. I apologize to you. It's a very, very short notice to ring you and at an ungodly hour on a Saturday morning. I find this problem.
That's all right. I'm up early every day.
Dear. No, I, as I describe myself, I'm a revolting peasant, a flanker broadcaster out on the edges of RBN. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I do listen to your program. I'm the kid who rang into you. Remember the morning of the Brexit result?
I sure do.
I know
exactly who you are, brother. I listen to you too.
Well, you know something about me. The guy with a hoarse voice here, John Stafford, seems to think I have a broadcaster's voice. I wish I could speak as clearly as you do, but no. I listened to your program last couple of nights, and it was very, very strident and very strong indeed. But now we hear that they're still in jail. I'll give the floor to you. Give us an update on what you think the situation is with the Bundys and the courthouse now. What do you think is going on?
Well, I think that the law enforcement apparatus in both the federal and state levels, they think that they are the ultimate arbiters of what is to happen, and they're out of control. They're lawless, and if it weren't for the jurors in this situation showing law enforcement that the people are the government and the people will make the final decision, I think what part of what happened is you had some serious sore losers, for one. The federal government now is in deep trouble because all of these folks are not guilty in the Oregon standoff. They're not guilty, and now the federal government has to explain that if they weren't guilty enough to be put in prison and be found to be complicit in a crime, they're going to have to explain now why they gunned a man down in cold blood on his way to visit with a sheriff in the next county.
Sure.
Personally, I think that the U.S. Marshal Service, I'm surprised by the U.S. Marshal Service, but I guess I shouldn't be, because the U.S. Marshals was one of the choices for the, I don't know how much you know about Jade Helm and Rand Corporation involvement. They produced a white paper for a Special Operations Command of the United States Army, who's been completely infested with this communistic or communitarian mindset. They want to establish a national police force, and they want to use a pre-existing law enforcement agency as a way to merge Special Operations Command into law enforcement. So this is like Bolshevism 2.0.
Oh yeah, the ultimate police state, effectively. Yeah.
Yes, that's what's coming, and it was the Rand Corporation paper that determined that the Posse Comitatus Act that we have here that prevents such insanity was an impediment to Special Operations Command agenda to do this. And they have just been marching towards this, regardless of Constitution, regardless of our principles, regardless of all of the restrictions. And that's what a lot of people don't understand, what the Constitution is. Constitution doesn't give us anything. It's a restriction upon government that we say, okay, we know that we have to create a necessary evil. So we're going to bind it down with the chains of the Constitution, and we're going to create limitations on its power. That's what the Constitution is. The Bill of Rights is actually...
That's very well said, which is the fundamental definition of taking your country back.
Yes. Really. Yes, so they didn't like the fact that these folks were found not guilty. They didn't like the fact that they're not now going to have to explain to the American people why they're murderers and why they act the way they do. So technically, if the judge didn't have the authority in that case, I was listening to Ammon's lawyer, and he said basically if she didn't have the authority to hold them for Nevada, she didn't have the authority to hand them over to Nevada, which is it's kind of, you know, it's like a cat chasing its tail. So he turned around and he said, okay, well, if the federal government, if these agents have the authority to take Ammon into custody, let me see the paperwork. Just let me see what they have. And he was just being a lawyer, doing what lawyers do. Mm-hmm. And they didn't apparently like that, so they bum-rushed him and they threw him down to the ground, tased him, and charged him. Of course, they have to justify their actions, so they charged him with disorderly conduct. Him, the lawyer. Whoa. In a courtroom. He's an officer of a court in a courtroom.
This is after the verdict came down. This is
yes,
after the verdict.
Immediately yep. following the verdict. He wanted to take Ammon with him. You know, not guilty is not guilty.
Good God. Where does it lie now? Is it in case in law, or is it just a custody battle getting ready to be released? Or what is it?
It's a fight now. I guess the marshals may have when they took him into custody. I don't think they put him into jail. If the U.S. marshals likely would have taken them from the courtroom and taken them immediately and deposited them in federal holding in Nevada. Apparently, there's federal charges in Nevada for the Bundy Ranch standoff. But here's the thing that really gets me. If they aren't guilty in Oregon for taking over a federal wildlife, so-called federal wildlife refuge, that is not lawful to begin with, the federal government can't own parks and refuges and all this. They can't do it. It's not constitutional. They do it out of force, but they can't in law do it. So if these people were found to be lawful in their actions and or nullified by the people in taking over a federal wildlife refuge, how on God's green earth are they going to justify taking and protecting private property?
Yeah, defending their land, yeah. It's fair to say that the Bundys were the last people in Clark County, I think it was, in that all the other ranchers have been driven off the land.
Out of 50.
Crikey. Oh, it's obscene. I've lived in city and country all my life in Ireland. I've 3 months every year to work in a farm in the middle of Ireland. I know about rural matters, and I lived in Alberta for a year and Colorado.
Yeah.
And it's the same mentality there. And fantastic people. And I was referring there to I won't go into it now, the North Dakota pipeline. And they are some of the finest people I've ever met. They're lovely people. And I worked with people like Charles Across the Mountain, Tambour, and in Lethbridge, Alberta, where I lived, there was two Native American Indian tribes each side of the town, the Bloods on one side and the Pagans on the other. And it's the Bible Belt. I worked for a construction company there. We demolished a Molson Brewery, would you believe, over 9 months.
Oh, yeah.
They were They were streamlining the breweries, you know, like the same time John Deere used to have a 100 dealers in Alberta. They went down to 9 in 3 months. You know, this multinationals just suddenly moving. And I worked for Unilever, Pirelli, Roche, those kind of companies as well. I've had a peculiar life, and I went broke a few times, and been in party politics, too much politics in 4 countries. And I worked for Farage and UKIP, and had a lot of
Farage.
Yes, the Nigel, the heavy boozing,
like Nigel.
The heavy boozing womanizer politician, but he's a very effective. He got up in the European Parliament this weekend. You should look at it. He absolutely harangued them. He is in trouble there. Two of his MPs had a fist fight, and one of them had to go to hospital over something, and over a legitimate issue. The guy, Stephen Wolfe, who was trying to replace Nigel Farage, he was suspected of thinking of joining the Conservative Party. So that's quite a right. I'd be involved in a fist fight if I was in there. But I was in there for years and years, and it cost me a lot of time and money and effort. But I know the inner workings of it. But Farage is a powerful speaker. And
Yes, he is. I'm surprised he's still alive.
Oh, yeah. They'd have him, take him out tomorrow if they could. But he's been in the European Parliament for nearly 18 years now, 15, 18 years. And he got up the other day and he absolutely harangued them. But the European Parliament is setting, or the European Union is setting for collapse. Half of my life, I'm 65 now, but I've been running in 3 patriot movements to keep the pound campaign, get Britain out of the European Union. And I've known John Stadtmuller. We've never actually physically met, you know, the way it is, for 15, yeah. 16 years since the Hanging Chads era. That's when I came across RBN, first of all. And for some strange reason, he thinks I can broadcast, but I'm just hanging in here with information. But I want to develop a program here. This is just by the by, later on. If we get a later time of day, that's what we're looking for. I'm not sending any subliminal messages to John, but I do a lot of work on mental illness. SSRIs, see the things I write and research on. I have a book coming out in the name of God on the cashless society. It's vicious and virulent. I write very vicious stuff, and it's explosive information, as the stuff on exposing SSRIs are, and GMOs. I've 9 to write before I die.
I hope you fill your bucket list there.
Oh, yeah. I'm overloaded. But, I enjoy listening. You have a very powerful program. And can you bear with us for an hour or so? Is that okay?
I can certainly try, sure.
Thank you. And you know the break schedule. Make yourself a cup of coffee, or as J.R. Ewing used to say about how to put some gin in your cornflakes or something to keep you going.
Yes, sir. Well, Jack Daniels is my flavor, but
not a terrific guest. I don't really have guests. Only Sam will tell you in RBN there. I had a crap arrangement here for 5 or 6 months, longer actually. I was on a Wi-Fi connection that regularly broke down, but only got a decent connection here where I live. I've got a powerful broadband connection now since last June. But I had a good guest on 2 weeks ago from Nevada. She's Rachel Dow. She writes for Range magazine.
I know who she is, and I know her writing, and I know the magazine.
Oh, very good. You're well connected. And C.J. Hadley, fantastic. I've tried to get her on several times. She was on, C.J. Hadley, the editor, was on John's program a year or two ago. It's very hard to get her on, but she keeps nominating other people. And Judy Boyle was a person I had on. But the program we did there 2 weeks ago with Rachel Dow was very good, very informed woman. She was a public rep. She teaches young people economics now, but she's very clued in, and we'll have her on again. But
I've got a couple suggestions for you. Sarah Redbook and Rocky Hall, they're active in the Dakota pipeline protest. Rocky Hall is a former cop, but yeah.
Very, very good. Well, stay with us there. We're going to hear the rumblings of the music. Well, the first 20-minute break, I would hang on there. And I heard? Yeah, we are. We'll be back in 3 minutes, okay?
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Okay, and we're coming back in again. I'm just hanging on there to see how long Sam would go to. But that's the name of that intro is, by the way, soul coaxing. I think that's what John Stapler has been doing for 23 years in broadcasting. Or Dave Hodge, I know he's buggered off to another radio station in bad circumstances. But waking up America, one enslaved mind at a time. Isn't that what you're really about?
Sure.
Yeah, and as I say again, I thank you for coming on this because you're obviously a quick response, combative individual. And can I say to you, I'll just offer you this as something small thing, but should you need, you do 2 hours every night. I hear you after John, which is 2 a.m. to 4 a.m. here. I'm 6 hours ahead of you. But should anything urgent crop up on a Saturday morning, just ring into this program and you can have the floor. What you do is far more important than what I'm doing here on this program. But can I just
give you that? Well, we don't look at it that way. It's more important or less important. It's all necessary because you cover issues that I cover too. So I don't know if you realize this. You're down on yourself too much, brother. You have a good program and you talk about things that need to be spoken about. But I'll take you up on that.
Yeah, sure. No, I have an open invitation. Thank you so much. But just continuing on. But no, right now, this weekend, next weekend, next 2 weeks, and in the name of God, if Trump doesn't win, woo! I mean, we've got to batten down the hatches, boy. We really have. And it'll affect here in Britain as well. In as much as Brexit, I think, gave a morale boost to the Patriot movement in America, I really think it did. And I put 20 years of my life into that and people found, and all the things associated with it. But even I was surprised because the shocking And I've friends of mine investigating. I was an investigator for a part of my life, but friends of mine more far better than I. The shocking assassination of that young female MP in Britain, Jo Cox, who was pro Remain, and I'm not taking that away from her, that knocked 5 percentage points off the lead easily. Yeah. And I've been analysing statistics and election results for many years, and I tell John Statmiller this regularly that if you have genuine surveys done, and all the polls we know are rigged in America because they're internet and phone polling, the only way to poll the public, they've heard they say this too many times, this program, is clipboard and pen, reliable people, eyeball to eyeball in the town square, and you interview many people as you can, see 100 at a time, you do that again and again and again across America, and then you have a real chance of getting a real result, you know?
Polls, if you look at the size of the rallies, and Hillary Clinton has been caught on many occasions now trying to make it appear, with use of video technology, trying to make it appear as though her rallies are bigger than they are.
The full cooperation of ABC, NBC, and CNN.
Yeah, Trump shuts down entire towns and cities when he shows up. So we know if Hillary Clinton is to win, it has got to be, at this point, completely fraudulent. Absolutely, completely.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Here's a question.
Hannity did a very good program. I think it's in this morning. I was just flicking through YouTube before I came on things, and I'm massively printing down stuff from different sites. But I'm in a wash with 30,000 documents, heading towards 40,000 documents here around me, and I don't have a proper filing system yet. But the sale is not hanging on the sale of this book of mine. I'm trying to claw my way out of poverty. But Hannity did a cracking program with Giuliani there this morning. It's 44 minutes. I think it's either last night or today on YouTube, but very, very good. But the evidence against Clinton is just absolutely shocking. And this guy who worked for HSBC, the worst drug money laundering bank on the planet. and I mean, they admitted and they paid fines, and they're still in business. Like I did a thing. Well, one of the first programs I did on this was because the favorite of mine, SSRIs, the horrors of SSRIs. I've done many years research on that. But it took me an hour on one program to read out the criminal convictions of the top 10 pharmaceutical companies, GlaxoSmithKline, the rest of them. It took me an hour. They fined hundreds of millions of dollars. GlaxoSmithKline actually paid the biggest fine ever, $1 billion. And they're still in business.
they're still in business. And it goes to show you who's really in control.
America's run by
the elite. The elite folks, there's one thing that they can't figure out a way around, and this goes back to the Oregon thing again. Now, the courts and the Bar Association has completely taken over the American court system, but there's one thing they can't get around, and that is the jury.
Oh, they're trying to get rid of jury trials. That's the next thing. They're trying to do that in Britain here.
Yes,
but anyway, we're at the bottom of the hour break, and we should be back in about 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Okie dokie, and we're coming back in again, and we're delighted. I should give a proper introduction to the listeners. They probably know him already, but Tom Lacovera, your history. You've been involved in Oath Keepers. You've been a firefighter, and you're a constitutional researcher. And tell us more about your history briefly.
Oh well, I was a firefighter many years ago, and I developed Lyme disease back in the days when, before we knew what Lyme disease was, and while the federal government was trying to suppress doctors from being able to treat for it. It was a biological weapon experiment that was conducted by a Nazi scientist, Dr. Mm-hmm. Ernest Traub, off the shore of Connecticut, and Lyme, Connecticut was its ground zero, and that's the region that I'm from. My mother is from, she's historically from the 1600s. Her family is from the Massachusetts area, Fall River and Boston. So I have a lot of family through there. So I spent a lot of time through there.
You're descended from the family disease. Fathers then, really, that area, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're descended. Well, I go by Lacovera Stewart. I honored my mom when her passing, and I use her. Her name, it's our family name, Stuart. We're Scottish, and we go way back into the history of Scotland and Battle of Bannockburn. I can trace my family all the way back. So we came here to the so-called New World, and unfortunately, I got this Lyme disease. It caused pain like I couldn't even explain. I ended up in a hospital in a coma.
What age were you when you got the Lyme disease, by the way?
I was about 12 when I got it, but I wasn't until my mid-20s, my mid to late 20s, when it really affected me. It almost killed me. It caused me a lot of problems. The doctors couldn't find anything wrong with me, of course, because the federal government was suppressing the information about it. They actually removed a few doctors' licenses for treating for it. So they had me on painkillers. They removed me from the painkillers without putting me in any kind of a rehabilitation or stepping me off. They said that there was nothing wrong with me. It was all in my head. And from there, I ended up with some problems. It took me many years to get through that. But once we found out what was wrong and I could start treating it, my mind and my body returned to normal. And I had worked for my father's law firm for many years. So researching the law, of course, when your body is assaulted by something, you want to investigate. Well, I started there. And then I found Operation Paperclip and Plum Island and all of that business. And that led me down a couple different rabbit holes. I ended up, researching all the way back to the founding of our republic. And in that process, I came across the main time that we were usurped, which was during the Civil War period, immediately following the Civil War, which was a Rothschild-created Vatican and Rothschild-created war. Some people say it was all about setting the slaves free. Well, if you look into who brought the slaves here and who instigated it as a cultural slash racial war, Lincoln, he was in touch with Marx throughout the war. So these people, the same people that propped up Karl Marx, are the same people. They were Sephardic Jews that brought the slaves here to begin with, knowing exactly what they were doing. You look at the KKK, they were wearing Vatican uniforms. I don't know if anybody knows. I was Catholic. I was born Catholic. So I recognize their outfits. As a young boy, I turned to my father once and said, "Dad, this KKK, they sound like they talk with this Southern draw, but they're wearing uniforms the same as the Catholic Church." And he said, "You got it." That was what he said. You got it.
That's why they took a lot of Nazis into the. They took a lot of Nazis into the Catholic Church after the war because the Nazis had all the gold, and they made them bishops in South America, etc. But we know all about that. Oh, yeah. But no, that's a very, very good story. The it leads to a hell of a lot of things. But go back on to what we were saying there. I think most people realize that they're under about 100 gun sights of what can happen to them if this election goes wrong. Politically, economically, it's just shocking. And
have to say though, here's the one thing about this election, and a lot of people who listen to our show they know, as much as I'm repulsed by Hillary Clinton, I mean, she's just a gutter scum criminal. At the same time, people are looking to Trump as if he's some kind of he's going to be some kind of savior. And the office of the presidency has been usurped since 1868. I'm not saying Donald is bad or he's good or he's not. Mm-hmm. He's got his pluses. He's got his minuses. He's certainly a lot better than Hillary Clinton.
Sure. The key thing is he has to have good judgment of who he picks. I wouldn't give him much credit for picking Pence, but unless he puts the right people around him.
Neoconservative.
Yeah.
He picked a progressive or a conservative flavored progressive, a communist. These neoconservatives, they span from William Crystal. Put this movement together back in the 30s, and these were Trotskyites from the left who became a little disillusioned with the left, or so they say, and they moved to the right. They are big government, socialist, conservative-flavored communists. It's what they are. It's just that's what they are. So when people get behind neoconservatism and they're talking about a huge military presence across the world, this is more of the same. A big military, a standing army, and ruling the world or policing the world, this is only going to lead to the one world government the communists have been pushing for a very long time. The whole point of the matter is we're supposed to be a republic with a state, with an army just big enough to protect us. That's it. No more, no less.
The most blatant exposition of that is the TPP. That is the very center of what the TPP is about.
You watch
getting rid of sovereignty and courts out of the way, and corporations will run everything, and privatized armies. That's absolutely, and the European Union behind the scenes is the very same thing. Although they wouldn't beat their way out of a paper bag, and they've been trying to dismantle NATO since it was set up, but now NATO is out of date. They do need a new regime, and Donald Trump is absolutely right to say that Europe should pay for their share of NATO. Absolutely, because these idiots.
Oh, absolutely. Well, they should. NATO shouldn't really even exist because you have these politicians now that go from being senators here to being involved with the CIA to now being involved with NATO that think that they can get their authority to go to war based upon the United Nations or the NATO partners. Thought of what they should do, and they have to get their permission from Congress if they were following the Constitution. Now, this came out in a clip from the congressional floor where Leon Panetta, I believe it was. Was it Leon Panetta? Yeah, it was Leon Panetta. One of the senators was asking Panetta where he derives his authority to go to war if that need be, and he said, "Well, you know, we would look for an international body to." And he said, "No, you've been a U.S. senator." He said, "You know that sounds pretty shocking to the American people." So what they're doing is they're finally coming out of the shadows and they're exposing who they really truly are. And they are communitarian communists, which is a communitarians I kind of look at as a hybrid of communism and fascism fused together. Community-oriented policing, federalized policing, United Nations strong cities, all that kind of business. It's all unconstitutional.
Agenda 21 in all its aspects. Blah, blah, blah. Just before I forget, stay on this subject, but did you contact Bill Deagle? He has incredible protocols that he's developed, which have nothing to do with pharmaceutical drugs, and one specifically for Lyme disease. Do you know that?
Yes, I'm aware. I spoke to him, and he offered me several products that I could purchase there, I may do that when I'm in a position to be able to do that. But I've gone across this country. I spent my entire life savings at the Bundy Ranch. Been trying to recover. I've been trying to recover ever since. I had another friend who had inherited a horse farm, but her stepmother took off with all of the cash supposed to operate the farm with. So she didn't have anybody who had any kind of farming experience to help with the things around the farm. So, I'm essentially helping her for, not for free, but it's a mutually beneficial arrangement. Mm-hmm. But there's no cash involved right now until we can bring the farm out of the red and into the green, which we're getting closer to doing. But, it makes the budgeting a little tight. I asked listeners to go to ResurrectTheRepublic.com. I've been asking my listeners to go to ResurrectTheRepublic.com and click on the PayPal, and it's just been very slow coming. I mean, I have a couple diehard listeners that send me a few donations here and there, and I appreciate them very much. But times are tough right now, and people are preparing for what we think is going to be a banking collapse. So they're not really easy to get up off of the Federal Reserve notes right now.
I regularly read out statistics on that are horrifying, and I'm very grateful to the sites. I give credit. I don't plagiarize people's work, but Activist Post is an outstanding site, and Mike Adams of Natural News is a spectacular site regarding the activities of Monsanto on that. That's the best site on the internet. Which state are you in? What state do you live in?
I live in a state of confusion, but other than that, I'm in Florida right now. I'm not as leery to share that information now that all these folks have been found not guilty. But I'm still not out of the water yet. I'm looking over my shoulder quite a bit.
Sure. The other thing I just realized, staying on the same subject, the center of what you're doing, and this insidious thing, I had it there last week, it's part of the documents out here, this appalling carry-on where Google have this thing called Jigsaw. It's a software thing designed to snoop on and destroy the alternative media. Now, there's
part of it's happening.
Yeah, that's going on right now. This Eric Schmidt, Google has now become an absolute monster. It's appalling. And one of the things on my left here, I was going to do it later, I'll do it next week, but I'll just run it, mix it in together. One of the very funny rows has broken out, and it's got very little publicity. One positive thing of the European Union. This Dutch one, who's the competition commissioner, usually they're given their brief and they go away, Whittlewood, and you never hear them. They just draw their salaries and they produce sweet FA. But this one has really taken our brief seriously, and she's gone after the American multinationals who are not paying tax in Europe, like Amazon, Google, Apple, and Starbucks. And she has worked out how much they owe to the European Union countries and in Ireland through my fellow countrymen who have sold their soul to the devil by taking the euro, which means I have very few friends left in Ireland, the abuse I gave them over that. But one of the key things is Apple have a big operation there, and Google, and they, on the basis that they pay no tax, they're providing maybe 400,000 or 500,000 jobs or so, but it's crap for what they should be paying. And the European Union has worked out that Apple alone owe the Irish government 13 billion euros, and the Irish government say, no, we don't want to maintain our low tax status, which is ridiculous. The financial collapse in Ireland due to the property boom in 2007, they lost 35% of the income, and they're recovering fairly well, but they're in horrendous debt, you know. But this thing, there's 2.5 times more debt in the world than there is money. And one of the great writers, I quote him all the time, Michael Schneider, he writes very good stuff. One of his articles saying that the total of debt in the world now is 155 trillion. I mean, it's beyond all reason, and the collapse that's coming, the recently deceased, that fantastic guy used to be on John's program. I think of his name, the international forecaster. He predicted. I think of his name now. I get these memory losses now and again. That the bust that's coming will be 5 or 6 times worse than 1929. So you got to be in a position. You know all the rules about survival. Vincent Finelli deals with this survivalist, and Vincent nearly died there recently. This C-130 flying over his farm several times dropped this fantastic flash and flare stuff, and he was very, very ill in hospital. And just to say to you, and again, I'm not an agent for nobody can be an agent for Deagle, but there's one of the things that Deagle has, it's four things in combination. It's called virus protection, and it is four simple things: colloidal silver, vitamin C.
Oh, I use it. I use colloidal silver regularly.
Well, these four in combination, you heard to hear this: garlic, vitamin C, colloidal silver, and iodine. Those four in combination will protect you from everything, and clean out and protect you from Ebola. Everything. I mean, you're bulletproof with that on board. And all of us are totally deficient in iodine, as we're only getting 10% of what we should be getting. But it's worth studying his site, and he has fantastic drop-down information from the products, et cetera, et cetera. But just going back on this thing, there's a three-cornered fight going on behind the scenes. You know, one of the biggest weapons of war that America has is trade sanctions. But when they're not actually doing trade sanctions, they're now absolutely pissed off the State Department and Kerry and Obama and the rest of them and the neocons that Britain has decided to Brexit, leave the European Union, because we were basically the lackeys of the State Department, because Britain doesn't have its own foreign policy. And that was proven recently when regarding them. Hello.
You have your own version of the Council on Foreign Relations. I forget what they call it over there, but
Royal Institute they have of International Affairs.
They have their little minions.
Oh yeah. Oh, absolutely. Well, the Masonic area, and as Ralph Winterode knows, exposed. See, the Masons are embedded in the legal system. You're under admiralty law in America, and he's done a fantastic job exposing these things. That the administrative state, etc., is quite a complex thing. I wouldn't attempt to explain it. But it's parallel to what you're doing.
Uh, Lori, my Lori was reading something in the Bible just last night that said something about I forget exactly how it went. I'm going to have to get her to give me the verse, but how the land and sea coming together. I'll shoot you that verse when I get it. But basically, if everybody knows about the law of the land and admiralty law, this is Christ warning us of what was going to happen, that they would take this commercial law, this law of the sea, and the law of the land, which and merge it together. This is going to be the you can call it the Antichrist system, you can call it whatever you want. I call it a bunch of evil men trying to manipulate and conquer the world.
Sure, that's absolutely what it is. Well, hang in there, and we'll go to the last break for this hour, and we'll be back in 2 minutes. Okay.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Okie dokie, and we're coming back into the last section of this thing. Can you bear with us another while, Tom?
I sure can.
I was doing a little research.
I was just doing a little quick research on this manipulation of the internet, and I urge everyone that has Google search engine to type in Hillary Clinton IND as if you were going to type indicted. And what you will see is, rather than the auto search engine that, you know how it brings you up terms that you it thinks that you're going to Well, you'll see India, Indiana, India Commercial, Indian Independent Voters, whereas you know most people are going to be looking for indictment. This is how they're cooking.
Yeah. Total censorship. I can give you two names and the listeners out there. There are two very good alternatives to Google. DuckDuckGo. D-U-C-K Go. And that is, you can insulate yourself from being tracked on it as well. It's very good. And a friend of mine who is the very heart of the UK version of DARPA, let's put it that way. He lives in the same building as me here. And he has checked it out, and it works. And the other one is Bing, B-I-N-G, Bing.com. But the most powerful weapon, I'm sure you agree, is the boycott. And that's what's lining up. And one of the things that can be done too, even though this absolute Jewish shill, Zuckerberg and Mossad, really, who run Facebook, that's basically who runs it, and the CIA. They're trying to do censorship now, and they have a fellow traveler of that on YouTube called Heroes for young people to report, I forget the phrase, socially unacceptable comments, which is everything as far as they're concerned, bar you agree with the state. But those two are very, very good. And there's a list here, by the way, after the top of the hour break. Again, Mike Adams is a fantastic guy. I don't know how he gets resources. He seems to have money, but he has a laboratory for testing everything. But he does political stuff too. But what he has here is a list on the site. You can go on to Metro News and get it, anybody listening. He lists the 65 prostitutes who are colluding with the Clintons, and he names every one of them here. And he said, we have every reason to resurrect the crime of sedition. You know, that used to be a thing, sedition against the king.
Yes.
But that is the modern version of sedition. And he names them all here. Wolf Blitzer, Gloria Berger, Mike Brzezinski, Gail Collins, George Stephanopoulos, and there's 65 of them. He's absolutely right. But they're disgusting.
Oh, you can drop Brzezinski. So shocked me the other day when she on MSNBC finally, for the first time, became disgusted with some of the more criminal aspects of what is going on in the Clinton campaign. And she said, and I quote, "My father would find this very distasteful."
So we have one
almost fell out of my chair.
We have one conversion on the road to Damascus, as they say. Is that what you call it?
Or she had a slip of the brain for a moment. I don't know, but... I almost fell out of my chair.
And God help her, her job is on the line now, because these organizations are ruthless. And the doctors who exposed Hillary Clinton's Parkinson's disease, and there's one very up-to-date one that's on 3 days ago, where they show her absolutely cross-eyed and the flash in the eyes, and what they did video-wise is they ran it back and debugged it because NBC showed it didn't happen, you see. But I'll come back to that after this. We're at the top of the hour break, and we should be back in about 3 minutes.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.